This is Rex Tomlinson, and I am interviewing my mom, Houston Sams. Say, you want to say
hello? Hello, this is Houston.
Well, that's great. Okay, so, Mom, what's your favorite thing ever?
Architecture and art and gymnastics and indie rock music and philosophy.
What is one of the most difficult things in your life, like, that you've had to experience?
Losing my mom at age 9.
What do you think your life would be like if your mom hadn't died?
Well, I think that we may have a bigger family.
True.
I think that she would be involved in our life, where right now you don't have grandparents who are involved in your life, and I think that that definitely would have happened. I think that I'm not sure if I would be as independent as I am now.
Tell me about movies.
Well, I started working in the film business in 1993.
What age?
I was about 24.
Pretty young.
And I did that until 1997.
So what did you do in the film industry?
I was a costumer. So I
worked
in the costume department. And
so, like, making, buying clothes for people to try on and things.
Not, it was more like, if you're a costumer, I was a shopper for certain films.
Like, that must have been fun.
Yeah.
Career.
That was really fun. I worked on a film called Never Been Kissed, and I was a shopper on that movie with Jessica Alba, Jordan Ladd, and Jessica, I'm trying to think of her last name, Jessica Biel, and Drew Barrymore. Yes.
Now, I heard you worked on The Mask of Zorro. Tell us more about the experience of working on the movie.
So, we had a wardrobe department of 20 people on that film. And when I first started working on that film, I worked dressing the background people.
What was the happiest moment of your life?
When I found out that I was pregnant with you.
Were you expecting a baby? Did you want a baby? Or did it just kind of happen and
this
you were enjoying it?
This was a happy accident. Your father and I had been together since 1997, and I got pregnant in 2003.
How did you meet Dad?
I met your father at a party about 4 years before we met again. And after I got back from Mexico working on The Mask of Zorro, I met him at the music venue, which was called Spaceland at the time.
So how did you start, like, falling in love, that kind of thing? Like, you know, talking and stuff?
Well, he was interested in me and wrote down his number, but I told him I was dating someone.
Have you worked on anything other than films, styling-wise?
Yes. For many years, I worked in photography.
Oh, wow.
Styling models and actors and musicians for magazines.
So how was that like? Was it any different than films? Or was it kind of the same?
It's a lot different than films because I was the head person. A typical magazine shoot for me would be 3 days. That's 1 day to prep it, 1 day to shoot it, and 1 day to wrap it. Mm-hmm. You make about 5 times the amount of money. The food.
Than movies?
Than movies, yeah.
Oh my God.
Food is so much better. I would have the creative say for what I wanted the model or the actor or the musician to wear.
Yeah.
And in films, it's more of a, you're part of a team. You're part of a team with styling too, but
yeah,
I was the head of the head of my department. I've done Hewlett Packard and Verizon and T-Mobile. Well, now I do staging for homes and interior decorating and consultations.
That's cool.
And I manage my apartment rentals.
Yeah, so do you think styling is the most expensive part of movies? Or would that be, like, say, I don't know,
the lighting? Sets. And actually, the pay for the people who work on the films is the most expensive.
Oh, yeah. Also, I have another question. Do the producers of movies and, like, directors give you, like, a certain a budget?
Oh, yes.
Or do you just have, like,
No. That's the whole thing, is they will say, you have this many people that you need to dress, and you have this much money to do it with, and you have to fit it in. Same thing with styling.
Yeah, okay.
And a lot of times when I was styling covers of magazines, I'd have a $0 budget.
Thank you so much for being here and interviewing with me. Thank you. This was my mom, Houston Sams. Say bye.
Bye.